Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Water for Elephants is now at Shays, big circus-themed musical.
With great European circus actors. If you saw Cirque du Soleil, this is even better, I think.
Well, there's more narrative. I loved Cirque du Soleil, but I do like this too. And the acrobats are stunning. And they help propel this story of a circus veterinarian who falls in love with the wife of the abusive circus owner. And what happens as they try to train an elephant who seems to be the dumbest animal on the planet, but isn't?
Oh, he's a bad man. We know he's a bad man because he abuses the elephant.
And he should have known that elephants never forget. Apparently, neither do they forgive. So, dot, dot, dot.
And that puppet elephant, enormous. I think it takes 5 people to manipulate it. Very impressive.
I thought that was a real elephant.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, it was, Anthony.
Beautiful.
A big shout out to the music. It's so American.
It is. It is a Broadway sound melded with an American folk sound. Water for Elephants. A lot up and about. Did you get to Laughing Troll Cafe?
I did. Scott Elmgreen and Drew Fornarola, very funny and impressive performances.
The setup here is that it's clearly J.K. Rowling, but they don't say, but it is Harry Potter characters, and they have decided to have an intervention to confront the author of the books to speak to her about her problematic tweets about transgender people. And so just that. Sabrina Coati as Hermione, good heavens, so funny.
Samuel Fessmeyer in a totally different role as the stoner Ron. And Sandra Roberts played Harry Potter very effectively.
Now, for me, I don't know the Harry Potter franchise, and I thought this was funny. Enough of it has filtered through to me just through culture that I know the essence of what Harry Potter is about. But I had a very good time. This is its first incarnation. The authors were there scrutinizing it, debating about it, talking about future refinements and a future life for this. But its very first stop is here with Caitlin Coleman as the author.
So Buffalo United Artists production up at the Compass Performing Arts Center, 545 Elmwood
Avenue.
And then over at the alleyway, we have a Pulitzer Prize nominated playwright. We had a chat with him at an earlier theater talk you can address on the podcast. Anyway, it's called Things with Friends, with an all-star cast and a beautiful set and a strange setup. It's the end of the world in New York City.
And it is a completely absurdist piece, which I think for some people was very challenging and arguably for some off-putting. For me, it's a field day. I had a great time decoding everything about this play and what's he doing here and there. But it's not a kind of theater we see a lot of. If you think of Eugène Ionesco, The Bold Soprano, you think of Rhinoceros, shows like this, it is of that ilk. They're giving it a first-rate outing. I'd mention, not to everyone's taste, but neither is all of opera, you know? I hate to tell you this, Peter, but there are people who just don't like opera.
I'm shocked. Well, we were really gung-ho to see it. We love David Mitchell and Stan Klimeko, and they were the two husbands in the show. And what I didn't expect was how marvelous Smyrna Mercedes was as the narrator. I didn't know that we would get a narrator, and she was so funny.
Yes, and she's just an abominable narrator, but she's...
Well, that's true. Really obtrusive.
Gets too involved. And then over at the Irish Classical Theatre Company, Islander, a two-hander musical with music and lyrics by Finn Anderson. It is a remote and rural Scottish island where this young girl is the last teenager on the island, and she makes an unlikely friend, too. First, a beached whale, and second, a girl her own age. And the music uses a looping machine. And to explain that, before your very eyes, they'll record live a piece of music or rhythm, which repeats in a loop and becomes the accompaniment to the music that comes next, intertwined with marvelous Celtic harmonies, rhythms, beautifully, beautifully done by these two extraordinary performers, Kayla McSorley and Vanessa Vacanti.
Extraordinary singers, extraordinary actors. They take on a number of different roles. And part of the joy is watching them with this looping machine, which is on wheels. The whole play, all 90 minutes of it, is entirely choreographed. And it's just so smooth. It just flows like water.
Just an ecstatic explosion of applause the second it ended. The audience finds this tight 90 minutes highly satisfying. It's Islander, and it's the Irish Classical Theatre Company. For Theatre Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.